You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
El Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Segunda oportunidad y dos, llegando al aviso de los dos minutos aquí en la primera mitad. En Dallas, Dakota Prescott engaña por tierra, suelta un rayo. Interceptado, interceptado. Se quiere ir, se puede ir y se fue ese salvaje. Savage, touchdown y salvaje los Packers.
Salvaje, Savage, I see what you did there. That's how it sounded in Spanish. Hola, ¿qué tal? What's good, everybody? Bienvenidos. This is the El Huddle Podcast. I'm Will Salva, alongside my hermana, my prima hermana, MJ Acasa Ruiz, who is sick, but valiantly doing this podcast with me. And I'm just curious, with what you have, does Vapurub help out at all?
You know I tried Vapurub. You know, I tried that first and foremost before, and I'm going to say it helped me feel better, sort of the placebo effect, but it did not take away what I had. But we're on the mend. We're doing well. I did, however, wait to tell my mom for whatever reason. I think I just wasn't in a capacity where, like, I could be, like, alert enough to speak with her. So later in the day, I finally texted her and told her. She called me within 10 seconds. 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah. She was on it.
She's like, buy yourself some garlic. You're going to need some potatoes. You're going to need caldo de pollo. You're going to
spring into action. This is what you need to do. My mom,
she's
would
like,
make
put your husband on the phone.
See, my mom would make me feel bad. And she would say, y de ahí vas a faltar tu trabajo. It's like, that was the first thing. Never mind the fact that I'm sick at all. She just wants to make sure that I'm still working.
She immediately went into, like, this is what I would do. She's like, get David on the phone. I'm going to give him step-by-step instructions on what to get.
Yeah, what to do.
God bless you. But it's nuts, you know, like, we're grown folks. Yeah, and it doesn't matter. You still need mommy's soup. This morning she was like, this is how I want you to make the tea. She's like, don't you dare pick up a tea bag. She's like, first you're going to boil this. I'm like, mom, I don't even want to get out of bed. She's like, get David again. He's working. I don't care.
I love it.
Yeah, well, it's so good. But I'm on the mend. I'm doing much better. Thank you.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. I don't know if the Cowboys are on the mend what had happened in Dallas against the Packers. And first off, let's just say the Packers not only won, they won convincingly, and they did so from the word go. Jordan Love constantly converting on third down, making throws off his back foot with a hand and a defender in his face. He looked in command, looked poised, and the Packers really should be given the ultimate hat tip with sticking with Jordan Love after drafting him, having him for 3 years, sit behind Aaron Rodgers, and thinking this was going to be a rebuild, but they went in there to Dallas, took it to them, and here they are advancing to take on the 49ers.
No question. And our friend Erin Andrews, who was on the pregame show and, of course, throughout the broadcast, made a great point as she was talking to guys and just setting the atmosphere for that game. So you could feel how heavy it was for the Cowboys and how much was on the line for them, knowing what the playoff history has been for the squad, and now they're hosting a playoff game there. Meanwhile, the Packers are coming in. They're like, shoot, we're playing with house money here. We're not even supposed to be in the playoffs this year.
Absolutely. So no one thought that. This is a young team, and Jordan Love, I mean, he has Romeo Doubs, you know, he has, you know, Jaden Reed, he has, you know, guys that are young and hungry and don't know any better, and they just went in there, took care of business, and so for them, they deserve it. This is where they are. They moved on. Then on the other side, the Cowboys just completely collapsed and evaporated from the start, and Green Bay just wanted it more. They had more juice, más jugo, right? They just were were ready to play. And, you know, Dak and company, they were in shock after this one. And this is what Dak had to say after the loss.
Yeah, I mean, frustrated, as you just said, is the great word for my play. The way that we came out here and we started this game and then just shocked, honestly. From the beginning of the game, we got beat. There's no other which way around it, no way to sugarcoat it. I understand the business. In that case, it should be about me as well, honestly. I mean, that guy, I've had the season that I've had because of him. This team has had the success that they've had because of him. And I understand it's about winning the Super Bowl, and that's the standard of the league and damn sure the standard of this place. So I get it, but add me to the list in that case.
Still a lot of uncertainty in Dallas, but Dak also taking this one and owning it. And the image still is the same, where it's the Cowboys. They've got star players. They made a coaching change for offensive coordinator, where it was Mike McCarthy calling the plays. We saw the difference where CD and Dak were really clicking. This just went completely south. And even though they were able to score some points at the end of the first half and then into the second half, this game just felt over from the word go. So again, as of this recording, we have to see what the future holds for not only Mike McCarthy, but also Dak Prescott.
Yeah. And I will say a note, because our amazing colleague, Jane Slater, who of course has you covered on all things Cowboys, she's been just peppering us with so much inside information from her point of view on how well she knows the organization and how well she knows these players. And she made an interesting note saying that there have been so many players who have gone to bat for McCarthy, who have said how tremendous he is as a coach, who have just really had his back through all of this after this loss. And that is something that Jerry Jones does take into account when he makes these decisions. So it will be interesting to see what happens in the end of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see if Jerry Jones va mangonear Mike McCarthy, as my mom would say. I don't know if it's a Nicaraguan thing that they say, mangonear, to really control. Yeah,
we got it.
And in this case, I mean, Jerry Jones was dejected. He said this was a horrible loss, and has taken a beat to really think about things. And then people were wondering if he was going to talk for his weekly radio appearance. But the way it works out is he doesn't do a radio appearance if this season is over. And that's what they're facing, where right now under Mike McCarthy, they're 1-3. Mike McCarthy has an 11-11 record. And while he's liked in that locker room, the results are not there. We're talking almost 30 years of the Cowboys being shut out of a Super Bowl appearance. And this is a team that globally is well known, has a lot of star power. This is a franchise that I can see transitioning to somebody else. That's at least my first read of the situation. We'll see if that actually comes to fruition.
I mean, that seems like the most likely outcome of all of this, but you never know. Crazier things have happened in the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe the team in Texas is really the Houston Texans.
Let's go.
The Texans. We've talked about how much we love that offense and CJ Stroud.
Yes.
A rookie here winning a playoff game against a former Super Bowl MVP and veteran in Joe Flacco on the other side. Mm-hmm. And D'Amico Ryans has these guys playing aggressive football on defense. And with Bobby Slowick as the OC at the controls, wow, some of the plays that they call and the throws that CJ Stroud makes. It's fun to watch their offense. We've said it all along. Just so much fun to see them operate.
And I think even at the beginning of the season, because you won't let me lie, Will, at the beginning of the year, we sort of, it was similar to that Packers mentality. No expectation. This is a first-year coach. This is a rookie quarterback. It's a rebuilding situation for Houston, no question. Let's just see how it goes. And so even in the early onslaughts of the season, when we saw the spark from CJ Stroud. We're like, oh, how fun. I love this for you, Houston. How cute is this? And then they started winning. And then they started winning big games. And I think it is, part of it is that we had no expectations for the Texans. We just wanted to see how this thing was going to build, how CJ Stroud was going to develop. And now here they are, not only winning, but putting an ass whooping on people. Straight.
Yeah.
45-14. Come on now.
Yeah.
I love total beat down. Them. Yes.
Yeah. Now that being said, for you, I hate this part for you that you saw your Dolphins lose. And listen, the injuries, a lot to overcome. With Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, Jalen Waddle wasn't 100%. The one thing that I will say, though, that has stayed with me is Mike McDaniel, another great play caller, and he's a disciple of Kyle Shanahan. And it seemed like they were able to run the ball, at least with HN. For some reason, I feel like McDaniel, like Shanahan, and some of these like brilliant play callers, they almost try to be too cute and outthink themselves.
Right.
What do you think?
I agree with the same thing. I think especially when they're going up against another coach like Andy Reid, who obviously Andy Reid has one of those, like, it looks like an old-timey scroll type of playbook, right? So he's going to have an answer before you even ask the question. And I think what happens sometimes with guys like McDaniels, who are also super freaking smart, is that they overthink it instead of just sticking to what they know they can do and what actually works. I think that's one layer of the equation. The fact that it was negative 105 degrees.
That didn't help.
Kansas City. Look, you could tell me, MJ, you're going to be 50 yard line, first row, free. We're going to fly you there. Your whole fam. I'm not going. Mm-hmm. Negative 32 was the feel-like temperature. Stop it.
Olvídate, as my mom would say. Olvídate. No mi alma, as my mom would say. So not even close. So they're
not alone playing in it. No.
Right. But it sounds like they want to sign Tua to a long-term extension. And I believe that he's earned it.
He's earned it.
And that is going to be coming down.
We can work on the ball protection more.
Sure. Yeah, no, for sure. That definitely.
Let's bring down the picks, please.
But
He's earned that spot. I mean, just with what he did in the regular season and being franchise records and leading the league at one point. I mean, he's the guy there. He's the guy there now. There's still, and the fun part is that there's still more development to come, right?
Absolutely.
Not just for Tua, but for this group. Even this year, as they continued to play well and go deep into the season, a lot of Dolphins fans, myself included, were like, okay, we're a year ahead. Okay. Bet.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see next year, see how it goes. The losses are rough. The losses in the postseason are rough, especially, but there's a lot to be excited about for sure. Call me a homer, but I think even objectively, if you're looking at this Dolphins squad and what they weren't able to achieve and the talent that they have on the roster and the mastermind that their coach is, which by the way, he's still developing as a head coach.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot to look forward to for sure.
I think the arrow is pointing up for them down in Miami, despite the loss. I think honestly, the game of the weekend for me, and I think really for everybody, and it's a no-brainer, I think was the Lions and Rams that ended up being a 1-point loss for the Rams and our buddy Steve Avila, who we had on there. And it was so loud in there. And to see Detroit get this win after 30 some odd years, and those fans are weeping openly.
Yeah.
Seeing this team win and Jared Goff gets the game ball, and the atmosphere was electric, and it was fun. It was really fun. Happy for the city of Detroit.
No question. I knew how loud it was. You could sort of just hear it, right? But I can't remember the last time Tirico and Collinsworth had the double earpieces on to make sure.
Yes.
So just from a broadcast standpoint, I was like, oh my God, it is loud. I could tell it's loud. And that's the type of atmosphere you want. The city was just ready for it. I had so many friends who were working that game and they were like, MJ, I have never felt anything like this. Like, this feels like a Super Bowl. And I would imagine for Detroit, it felt that way. Yeah. I know that it felt that way. And at a game that went back and forth, it was incredible. Like, that was exactly what we had been waiting for all weekend long, to see a game like that. That came down literally to the wire in a 24-23 win. I think that even that makes it, I'm sure they would have loved to like blow them out, but the fact that they, true to form for the Lions, this is so on brand, they had to fight for all of it.
Right. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Absolutely excellent point there. A team that didn't show any fight, that ended up this season 1-6, were the Eagles. Again, the Bucs move on, and they did what they had to do. Got to give hat tip to Baker Mayfield playing
the
well.
Of Baker.
And the resurgence of Baker Mayfield. And again, think about it, he moves on, the Browns don't. So for him, I'm sure some poetic justice, just like for Jared Goff. But this Eagles team right now just feels in disarray. Yeah. Sirianni is feeling the heat. There was no tackling to speak of. It just didn't seem like they could wrap guys up and bring them down. And the Bucs had their way. And so now with Sirianni, you know, and the chatter about what's going to happen with him, he's also going to be down a guy and future Hall of Famer Jason Kelce. And he had reportedly informed his teammates that he would be recording. And this is what he actually had to say with our guys, Steve Wyche and James Palmer, on the NFL Report.
You know, this is going to be over pretty soon here. You know, if it's this year, which it very well could be, you know, we want to make sure that we're ready to go when football's done, and that, you know, we're getting all of these different opportunities and things to figure out what it is we want to do in retirement.
I mean, not shocked. He was part of our broadcast boot camp last year over at the NFL Network every year when we bring in current and former players, and he was phenomenal. Him and Travis did a fantastic job on their podcast. Is he our new coworker, or am I ahead of myself?
You might be getting ahead of yourself, but you never know. Yeah. I mean, hey, come one, come all. I mean, he's had this decorated 13-year career, gave one of the most
gold jacket is coming.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he gave one of the most memorable post Super Bowl parade speeches that we've seen, wearing that mummer's outfit, and the passion that he had and all that he gave that city. Certainly a Philly icon. They've had a lot of them there, but he certainly left his legacy there in a great spot. And you hated to see him also crying and upset, because he knew at that point in time that it was over for him and his career. So who knows? Maybe he's going to be a colleague of ours at some point in time. I mean, he certainly has the gift of gab.
We're just like manifesting.
His brother does. Yeah, we're just manifesting. Who knows? But we aren't manifesting a guest, because we do have a guest on the El Huddle podcast. We have Alfredo Gutierrez of the 49ers. We're going to talk about him being a roommate of Brock Purdy. Woo! And if he saw the success that we see now on the field from the young signal caller. That's coming up on the El Huddle podcast with Will and MJ.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Jocko en movimiento, hay un corredor y tres receptores, ya Cleveland en zona de puntos, viene la carga, Flacco busca a escaparse, suelta el pase y es interceptado, se equivocó Joe Flacco y cuidado, a la 40, a la 50 Nelson, cruza la 30, tiene bloqueo, touchdown Texans, vive la emoción de los partidos y cambia los nervios por disfrute con el delicioso sabor del touchdown bucket de KFC.
All right, another special guest, otro miembro de nuestra familia aquí en El Huddle. Please welcome in 49ers offensive lineman, all the way from originally Tijuana, Mexico, el único Alfredo Gutierrez.
Hey, Alfredo, mucho gusto. Same. Nice to see you guys. Nice to be here with you guys, and I'm happy to do this.
No, it's awesome. So one of the things we love about your story is that you came from the International Players Pathway Program, which is so huge. We've seen so many players. You played in Mexico, and now getting to be part of the 49ers. What has that transition been like for you?
It's been great because when I was a kid, I thought coming to the NFL was like trying to hit the moon with a rock, you know?
Wow.
And now with the IPP program, it's making dreams come true for the everybody like outside the United States that's trying to play for a team in the NFL. So being here, being the transition, everything, coming here, seeing, you know, like everything, even the emails, when you receive an email or watching the NFL logo, it's like an inspiration, like a dream come true. So since then, I've been so happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you here on the El Huddle podcast. We talk a lot about nuestra familia, los padres, and the effect that they've had on us. Mm-hmm. How well did they know the game of football in Mexico?
Well, I'm going to be honest. When I got here, I'm still learning the game of football because it's too much. You're still learning. But in Mexico, we know, you know, the basic stuff, you know, the people in Mexico still learning the, you know, techniques and all that. But we know football. We know the NFL. We know especially college football. We love the NCAA college football. Mm-hmm. But in Mexico, it's getting bigger every time. Every year is growing. And I think in the near future, it's going to be one of the top sports in Mexico.
Oh, no question. And I can attest to that because I was at Estadio Azteca cuando tu equipo, the 49ers, were playing there last year, and it was wild.
It was crazy. My teammates were really saying, I can't believe that we have so many fans in Mexico, and that's only one team. Right. I'm really happy being in the 49ers and we have so many fans, but I know the Cowboys have a lot of fans, the Steelers have a lot of fans, Patriots, they have a lot of fans, so I know it's growing every time.
So who are you a fan of then, Alfredo, growing up?
To be honest, I didn't like a particular team. I just liked the NFL. But when I used to play Madden when I was a kid, I wanted to have the best team, you know, to play and then win. So I used to play with the Ravens.
Nice.
And since I live in Tijuana, the border was like right next to, San Diego. Yeah. I used to play with the Chargers too, because you have like Damon Thomas, and he was a 99 speed. So just grab him and score every time.
Madden does it again. Integral in the education of the NFL. It's such a great way to learn the game for sure.
It is.
Let's talk about your squad, because everyone right now in Santa Clara gearing up for the post, even though you guys are in fantastic positioning, which no one is surprised about. And the biggest, of course, I don't want to say controversy, but like debate point is your quarterback, Brock Purdy, who we heard was your roommate.
Yeah, he was the first year. It was kind of interesting. You know, everything's so expensive here in Santa Clara, so we're trying to save a little money. And me, Nick, Sekel, and Brock Purdy, we came with the idea just to be roommates. And everything worked out perfect. We have like a really good relationship now, like a friendship, and everything went smooth. But when he became the starter, we kind of like chill now, you know. We let him be, like do his thing. But since then, we've been like good friends.
Wait, so you're not roommates anymore?
No, we're not roommates
anymore. That would be very funny.
I have a family now, so
I have to.
Yeah.
Well, what did you see in Brock at that time when you guys were rookies and you were living together that you said, you know, this guy's got something. I don't know what it is, but he has something that's special and that he could potentially do special things.
Like, I'm not a guru, but I'm not going to say, look, I saw it. I saw it since the beginning. But just watch the game against the Green Bay, this preseason game, and you will see. You will see his talent, his heart just to try to win the game. Also, the Texans game, of course, the Vikings. He was with me in a couple of plays. That was my first game that I got to play. Okay. So you can tell by watching his preseason games, he got the heart, the talent, and I saw him. And I even talked to my dad, and we were like saying, "Hey, you saw number 14? He's really good, right? He's gonna be my roommate." I saw his talent, but I never knew he was gonna be the starter for the San Francisco 49ers that quick.
Crazy. Look how things crazy. Can change. Is he the MVP to you?
To me, he's the MVP for his dedication, the way he leads the team, and the way he plays. It makes me think and makes me prove that he's the MVP, yeah.
You know, Alfredo, you say that you have a family now and you are from Tijuana. So what have you brought from Tijuana, from Mexico, that you take with you to Santa Clara now?
Like stuff? Like
whatever it is. Yeah. Traditions. It could be cultural traditions. It could be actual stuff.
I'll be honest with you guys. The first time I brought something was like a box of tequila from Mexico. You have to. They have to try the nice things. I brought
the
some
real stuff.
Some sarapes for a few players that they wanted to.
Yes.
What else? Like tamales, candy. I have brought like a few things. Yeah.
You need it.
Yeah.
Carlos Quintos.
I haven't, but that will be the next thing next week probably.
Awesome. I remember that because I would vacation with my family. We would drive from San Francisco to Tijuana to Rosarito Beach.
That's a long drive.
Yeah.
A very long drive.
Oh my God.
And we would go there. And I remember, you know, some of the food there and the traditions. And there was a restaurant that we would go to that was excellent when it came to seafood. It was called Puerto Nuevo.
Puerto Nuevo,
worldwide.
You've been to Puerto Nuevo? Good. Oh,
it's always packed.
The rice, the beans, the handmade tortillas, the lobster.
Delicious.
It's incredible. Yes. But yeah, the Carlos Quinto, the mazapan. Have you tried the mazapan? The mazapan is like, it's like round and It's crazy. I'm going to try those and try to see if they like it or not. I know they don't like the spicy stuff, but
yeah,
I'll try the other stuff.
Yeah, give me some pan dulce, too.
Oh. Now's the time. They tried it in November here.
And too.
Yeah.
And they weren't into it.
They were, especially after practice.
It. Okay. And for you,
sugar boost.
Nothing like a sugar boost. Who are some of the guys who come up to you and say, "Hey, Alfredo, hablame en español"?
George Odom, number 30.
Really?
Nick Sekel. Okay. Some other guys. Ward. Fred Warner comes in and we speak Spanish for a little bit. Some other guys, even Trent Williams, time to time.
I can see Trent.
it depends. George Kittle. But most of the time, it's George Odom. He's like every time, even he bought like books with basic words to try to speak Spanish.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
He's trying to get like even to his kids, you know, like to learn Spanish.
Yeah. That's huge. Of course, now my brain is on food. Because I remember here, especially in Los Angeles, they'll have like the hot dogs, like the Mexican hot dogs outside.
Yes.
But none of them compare to the little lady outside of Estadio Caliente in Tijuana. But it just hits different down there.
It's just, I don't know what they do. Especially when you have a couple of beers on.
It's important.
Yeah, they hit different. They hit different, definitely.
Okay, well, the season's over. We got to go to a soccer match with we got to make this happen.
Let's meet up there.
We're having an outing.
I'm all about it. You know, the other thing that I would have just again, thinking about my trips to Rosarito Beach was we would have obleas y las hostias that have cajeta.
Yeah. I still love them. They sell like every time I cross the border on car, there's the guy walking, you know, and they said those things and my dad. I always bought, you know, the whole thing comes like 12, and because they're awesome, they're like the doble with the cajeta in the middle.
Uh huh.
It's like Like an Oreo, but Mexican Oreo.
Right.
Yeah.
No, de lo más delicioso. MJ, if you haven't had it, you got to have cajeta, hostia, because also la cajeta se puede poner en las, también como en las galletas también, yeah, y pan, right? It's like a peanut butter spread,
yeah,
almost.
I bet you I had it, but didn't know that that's what it was called.
Yeah, you probably had it, but yeah.
Because sure. I lived in San Diego for 2.5 years, and I went in on the food, boy. Like, there was nothing.
San Diego and LA, incredible, yeah, places to, yeah, eat. Even here, we have a really good places. But yeah, San Diego, definitely LA. Mm-hmm. So yeah, many taco shops. Too. Yeah.
So it's a good time. I mean, we could talk about food all day. but I do want to ask, now that we're approaching the postseason, do you have a key moment from this year that sticks out to you?
Yeah, when we won the NFC first seed, it just came like two weeks ago.
Yeah.
We were on the game watching, you know, everything, getting focused on Washington. But when we come to the locker room, I was like on the I didn't play, so we have like a separate locker room, and we have the television, and the Eagles, they were playing the Cardinals, and that was an incredible moment. I don't know, I liked it so much because everybody was like so happy, enjoying, cheering, hugging, because we were watching how we won the first seed. And
yeah,
I don't know, it's like too soon, but it was like an incredible moment, and it makes me realize how long is this season has been. Mm-hmm. And we really needed that first seed.
For sure.
You get that extra week of rest. Before we let you go, what have you noticed about the focus of the team this week in preparation for the postseason?
You know, it's incredible the focus on, like, all the way up from the head coach, or even up from John. Mm-hmm. It's come all the way down, you know. Players are staying longer here in the facility,
yeah,
doing recovery stuff, getting extra studio film, talking to each other. I think it's not like a typical bye week. Players are, yeah, especially the vets, they know what they're trying to accomplish. And, you know, it makes me even stay here longer in the facility and trying to be like them, you know. Wow. Because the focus is 100%. They're all in on trying to get to the top.
That does not surprise me one, yeah, bit. Not one bit.
Christian, Kittle, I can say we're 70 players or maybe more. I think 69 or 70 or 71 players are staying here to do something extra. Like everybody, even the trainers, the equipment, mm-hmm, staff, the PR people, everybody's doing something to, you know, to try to push this team to get focused for the main goal. Like, for real, I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, yeah, no, I believe it for sure. That's so completely cool, on track and on brand.
Yeah,
not just what the 49ers have done over the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 seasons, but certainly what we've seen from all of you guys.
Incredible, right? No, but this year is like, I mean, it's always like it that, but different. This year, because yeah, you know, it's been 2 years we've been into the NFC Championship,
right?
So now these guys are like pushing everything, mm-hmm, so. We'll see. We'll see what happens next week.
I'm excited to watch, yeah, you guys. I'm excited for you, Alfredo. I can't wait. And we'll celebrate with a victory dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure,
no matter,
yeah,
what.
Yeah, I'm down. I can wait.
Alfredo, mucho gusto. Gran gusto de conocerte, ¿sí? Y buena suerte. Thanks again.
Muchas gracias. Appreciate it. Gracias por invitarme. Espero que me inviten pronto. I'm happy to be here.
Yes.
It's been great. I like it so much, so I hope we meet in Tijuana to try those hot dogs.
Yes! Tacos,
yes! Sí se puede!
Gracias, Alfredo. Nos
vemos. Yeah, nice meeting, guys.
Adios, mucho gusto.
Bye.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Bueno, a ver si hay sorpresa. Por lo pronto carga con cuatro Filadelfia. El pase completo y se quita el primer tacleo. El segundo está en la 30, en la 20. Tiene todo el terreno abierto. Trey Palmer al touchdown.
Man, I feel like the cannons over there. Raymond James only get louder and louder. They certainly were last night. What a game for the Bucks. I'm still thinking about our friend Alfredo and all the food that we get to have with him.
Can't wait. Now. In Tijuana, of course. Yeah. Las
once,
hostias,
once I'm better. Hostias.
Yeah, once you're better. Always.
And even thinking about food at this moment.
I was thinking, wait a second, maybe I shouldn't. Otherwise.
Let me not think too deep on it. But now the playoffs continue, right? Like, that was just the wild card round, you guys. Like, this is nuts. This weekend, get a few more. I, of course, have my eye squarely on that Green Bay San Francisco game. Like, that's going to be good. I know that Alfredo is hyped for it. The Niners needed some time to heal up. That first round bye is so crucial for these teams. So crucial. And no one plays harder and more physical, I think, than that 49ers squad. But there's something to be said about that little magic spark. So I think I'm hoping that it is a very competitive game, that we're in it, you know.
Absolutely agree. You want it to be competitive and you want the 49ers to be healthy and at 100% to at least go into this, knowing that they have a shot with everybody available. You know, like Christian McCaffrey, for example, had that mild calf sprain. He's now practicing. Eric Armstead, he's been dealing with a foot injury, and he's going to be limited. And he's a big presence in the middle for them, especially against the run. And the one thing is, you know, that is concerning if you're a 49ers fan is whether the time off has made them lose their edge, where the Packers are coming in. Again, a young team with seemingly nothing to lose. And this team is built differently. And Jordan Love, we saw him carving up that Dallas secondary. You know, he's coming. And they better have the schemes to not only stop him, but to have guys like Bosa and bring the pressure, dial it up. And I think that's really key. So it's good to see the 49ers top seed back in action on Saturday. The same with the Ravens. It feels like we haven't seen them in forever, and facing, you know, again, this Houston team that is playing with nothing to lose as well, and can't overlook them either. You know, the two upstarts against the two one seeds.
This is gonna be awesome. I'm really excited for that. I think Tampa, Detroit, also on this Sunday. Two teams playing with a lot of heart, a lot of heart. For Detroit, of course, having the game back in Detroit.
At home? Is huge. After not having it in 30 years, right?
Yeah, back to back.
Back
to back. Phenomenal for them. That's great. And then Chiefs, Bills. I feel like we've been waiting for this one.
Well, the Bills have, because they wanted to have it in their turf, right? They want to have it at home.
Yes.
And so they have it, and now they have Mahomes.
I did ask my dad after the great blizzard of the wild card weekend. I was like, Bobby, if they give you tickets, they say, here you go. Wherever you want to sit, you get to go to watch your team in the playoffs at Orchard Park. Are you going? He just wrote back, no. Just a simple no. Like, are you crazy?
Nah,
I'm from the Caribbean. Man. I'm not going to that. He's like, we left New York for a reason.
Yeah. No way he's going in person, but he's definitely going to be watching it. That's going to be a
he will be watching one. For sure.
Yeah,
from the warmth of his house in Florida.
but then also like another injury for the Bills, you know, with Terrell Bernard.
I know that was so rough.
Integral. That is rough to see, and you just want to see all these teams be healthy 100% going into these games. You want to see them at the very best. So you want to see the best out of Josh Allen, and if he plays without turnover free, I think that's going to be massive. Now, this takes us to our Y Punto. And we would be remiss if we didn't mention the potential for coaching turnover that could be ahead. And we had touched upon the Eagles' loss to the Bucks and how the city of Philadelphia is reacting, and certainly talk radio boards lighting up. Well, this is what Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts had said after the loss.
But are you concerned at all about your job status?
Like I just said to, you know, like I just said over here, I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about the guys. Again, there's a lot of guys in that locker room, all the guys in that locker room, every single one of them that put their heart and soul into this. I'm not worried about me. I'm not worried. I'm as the head coach, I'm just trying to be there for our guys and our staff right now.
My number one message is just to use every moment as an opportunity to learn and grow. And, you know, it may not show now, but it'll show, you know. And as I said, it wasn't our turn. It's not our turn. We've had the opportunities. We've had the crumbs. We've had everything to our disposal. But it wasn't our turn. And I can accept that. And I think we can accept that. Knowing that the sun will rise tomorrow and there'll be another opportunity to attack it.
Well, I'll say this about Hurts. He did not look like he was particularly healthy, especially the second half of the season. I think that's something that was a contributing factor. I think that teams would blitz the Eagles like crazy, and they wouldn't have the answers for that. And this is just the X's and O's aspect of it. It didn't feel like, receivers were getting the separation, I think, that would have helped him out maybe a little bit more. So overall, we talked about the tackling or lack of tackling on the defensive side, where in the secondary, remember, they got Kevin Byard from the Titans. They ended up getting Shaq Leonard off waivers. You know, they've got Bradbury, they got Slay, they've got these playmakers, and you know, is it coaching? And it's been suggested already, well, maybe Bill Belichick should go to the Eagles. If he doesn't go to Dallas, why not with the Eagles?
He is not going to Philly. No way.
I don't see it either. But, you know, it's just like after the fact, knee-jerk reactions, things thrown out there. I don't think so either. How can you forget what Sirianni has done here over the last 3 years?
Apparently in Philly, they could forget very quickly.
Yeah, they turn on them. They turn on them.
Very quickly. Brutal. Absolutely brutal. But so it goes in the NFL, man. Like, I get what Jalen is saying in terms of like, well, this was the result, right? We can't turn back the clock. We can't. All we can do now is reset for the next season. But I know that's going to piss off a lot of Philly fans. Like, they want to see him upset about it. And I think you can see that he's dejected, that he is upset, that he is, of course, he's probably not going to get a good night's sleep. Of course. But it is what it is. Like, you got to finish it out. And we had been talking about the Eagles not winning, even though they were winning, not winning convincingly, pretty much throughout the season. And then things took a turn. So you can almost say the writing was on the wall about what could have come down the road for this Phillies team. Like, the mojo was just not the same as it was last year, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. No, I totally agree. And so we mentioned Belichick, and that seemed to be inevitable between him and the Patriots. But now he's interviewing, and the Falcons, as of this recording, had interviewed him. Mm-hmm. So you wonder, like, how those discussions go. Can you tell us a time, you know, not too long ago where your team was behind, you had to mount a comeback, and you won? Like, can you imagine, like, what are they talking about there exactly?
What are your strengths and weaknesses?
Exactly. Please tell us. So see him on the interview circuit.
Oh, it seems a little
weird, right? And out of place, but that's what's happening right now. And then Jim Harbaugh, fresh off of Michigan winning the national championship against Washington, he then had his interview with the Chargers.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's been wanting to get into the NFL. He hired a well-known agent in the NFL circles who's represented some big names and
power move
completely. And I could see him coming back too. Like this thing is this coaching period that we're in right now is a fascinating one because there's a lot of big names out there. Like, where's Mike Vrabel go? Like, what makes sense for him? It's not like he was a complete scrub. I mean, he led his team to the AFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. You know, he had some success in Tennessee. So what
playoff appearances for sure. Yeah, exactly. We have like some real big up and comers and then some just absolute legends of the game who are still in it, right? Mm-hmm. Who still want to be out there. So, all right, 2024, we see you just 2 weeks into it. My goodness. And we have... And in just, what is it, 3 weeks? Not even?
Yeah, with the Super Bowl. Vegas. Yeah.
I can't even wrap my head. I just bought a suitcase. Can't even wrap my head around packing. Can't even
imagine. Let's not get there just yet. Not just yet. Let's enjoy right now. Let's make sure that you're on the mend and you're 100%.
I'm working on that with my therapist to be in the moment and not look too far ahead. Look at me doing it.
Because we're talking about our goals for 2024,
Divisional round. It's going to be awesome.
Let's do it. Prima hermana. Honestly, I hope you feel better. You sound better, but I know you're not at 100%. So appreciate you as always. Te quiero muchísimo. Mil gracias por hacer eso, right?
Thank you, my friend. Love you, mean it.
Yeah, love you, Mina. And if you like what you have been hearing, we hope you have. Make sure to download, subscribe, like, all that stuff. The El Huddle Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Adios. Until next week.
Until next time, guys. In Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.